service. And this morning we welcome Tony to lead the first in our series of service based on Christianity Explored. Thank you, Tony.
Steve must have blacklisted us. Lovely to see you all on this great morning. I'm in dark and light here. Because of the brightness of this, which I like, you are all in the dark out there. So I can hardly see you. But I'm just going to call us to worship by reading some verses from the book of Revelation. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Lord, we thank you that we can sing of happiness, but we can also sing of the deep happiness that we call joy. Joy in our Lord Jesus Christ. That deep joy, because we know our Father God, and we know you, Jesus, and we know you, the Holy Spirit, in our lives. We thank you that we are anchored, that we have purpose, that we have destiny, that we have power, because we know you. And we just come in the name of Jesus this morning, thanking you for our lives, thanking you for each other, thanking you for this wonderful world in which we live, in its complexity and in its grandeur. We thank you for the Savior who died on the cross for us, in whose name we can come this morning. And so be with us as we worship and as we learn. In Jesus' name, amen. I think for this, it would be nice to have that blind down. I don't know whether you can do the honours, Gary. People like animals, don't they? I've brought along some what I've called meaningful animals this morning. And I want to see if you can pick up what is the common thread as I show you these meaningful animals. Can we have lights down as well? What's that? It is a wolf, yeah. I thought people might say it's a dog. Well, it is, but it's a wolf. And we've got a fox. Yeah, a couple of rams. Lovely big horns. You can imagine why they used ram's horns, can't you? I didn't realize they had such splendid horns until I saw theirs. And male deer are called stags. That's right. Has anybody picked the thread up yet? No? Right. Here's another one. A swan, not a four-legged one. They all have something in common that's very mundane, very every Saturday afternoon. They're all the symbols of football teams. Of course they are. I thought Alan might be the first up there. The wolves, Wolverhampton Wanderers. The foxes, Leicester City, the Rams, my team, Derby County. We won again yesterday. Wayne Rooney is our saviour. The Stags,
Mansfield
Town, yes. The Swans, Swansea City. And I've just got one more, a nice black-backed gull there. Brighton and Hove Albion, the Seagulls. Well, I'm thinking of proper clubs, Alan. Yeah, they all have a meaning. They're all linked. They're all the names or the symbols or the mascots of Premier League football or Football League teams. But what about this one? Well, we could say he's a Millwall Football Club, but I have something else in mind today. And what about this one? A lamb. They're both symbols, biblical symbols, of who? Of Jesus. Of Jesus, yeah. So such contrasting things, animals, aren't they? And yet they're both symbols of our Lord Jesus Christ. The lion, strong and powerful, like Simba in The Lion King, the ruler of Pride Lands, and Aslan in the Narnia stories of C.S. Lewis. Aslan apparently is the Turkish for lion. I never knew that until I looked it up the other night. And the lion stands for Jesus in the book of Revelation, where John has revealed to him the wonderful triumph of Christ at the end of time. Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed. The lion, a picture of triumph and power and majesty. And then the lamb. Look, said John the Baptist as Jesus came to him for baptism. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. These were words that John the Baptist said, quoted in John chapter 1, announcing that Jesus was to be a kind of lamb. And in Revelation, the very verse after the one about the lion, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne. And that's the book of Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6. The lion verse was verse 5. So in those two sequential verses, we see Jesus portrayed as lion and then as lamb. I think this is just such a wonderful picture here. You've got the lion in all its majestic power and glory. And you've got the lamb down in front of the cross. And the cross there on which both the lion and the lamb died for us. There's a wonderful bit in one of the Narnia stories, I think it's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where Aslan is actually slain by the White Witch, stretched out on the big table, but then comes back to life with great power, signifying the resurrection, the power of Jesus. Jesus, the Lion and the Lamb. And we pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength and for your love and self-giving for us, despite our wrongdoings and failings. And watch out for the words lion and lamb in our next hymn. We'll spend a bit of time in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can pray to you, that we can leave joys and troubles and sadnesses and problems in your hands. Help us at this moment to just know that you are a present and powerful God. We pray this morning for our home preachers, Ben at Exminster and Caroline at Crediton, as they lead worship. Do be with them, we pray, and bless those times. We pray for our brother Terry Spencer, who's up north in Yorkshire visiting his brother and his wife, John and Leslie. John being now in palliative care with his brain tumour. We pray for John and Leslie, and we pray for Terry and all that family. We continue to pray for Pauline and Heidi in their recent loss. And we thank you for them and their bravery and cheerfulness, the inspiration that that has brought to us. We pray that you'll continue to strengthen Margaret after her op. And we thank you for Sarah in her loss, and pray for her that you'll continue with her. We pray for this church, Lord. We pray for all our organizations, that together we might glorify your name. We pray for our messy church this afternoon, that many might come along to that, and that you will bless all those leading activities. We pray for the wider issues in our world at the moment. We pray for our royal family at this time of a bit of turmoil. We pray for Meghan and Harry. We pray for our Queen and Prince Philip. We pray that hurt might be minimized, and that your presence will go with all the parties in that situation. We pray for Australia at this time, for those who've lost loved ones, who've lost property, whose lives have been totally disturbed by the fires and now the floods. Lord, be with those people in the southeast of Australia. Do grant them your presence as they rebuild life. We pray for ourselves as individuals. We pray that as we go into this new week, you will be with us, whether we're at work, whether we're in family situations, whether we're studying, whether we're just enjoying social interaction with others. May we, in all that we do, be worthy of the calling with which we've been called in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, go with us, we pray, and bless our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have our reading now, which Martin is going to bring to us. And it's from the opening chapter of Mark's Gospel. And the reason we're reading this is that it's going to tie in with our DVD sermon that's coming up, and which is based on, well, the whole series of Christianity Explored is based in Mark's Gospel. So these are the opening, well, part of chapter one of Mark's Gospel. Thank you, Martin.
Yes, readings from Mark chapter 1, starting at the first verse, and can be found on page 1002 in the Church Bible. The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Martin. The beginning of the Gospel of Mark announces that the Gospel, this is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. The word Gospel, of course, means good news. Well, now it's sermon time, but it's not going to be me, you might be glad to know. We're starting a series of DVD sermons, as you will probably have seen from Contact, exploring Christianity, using the Christianity Explored course. And so the sermon this morning will be by the Reverend Rico Tice. It's a relatively short one. These are not long talks, but we will be watching the screen. Perversely, there's a predominance of people over there when we really ought to be over here, because you'll see the screen better. If anybody wants to move across to get a better view, then now is the time to do so. Christianity Explored is a course on Christian basics. We've run it in this church. We're running an alpha course at the moment, which is similar in nature. It's a course to introduce the Christian faith and to build up Christians. We've been enjoying the Alpha course this year so much. You're all missing it on Tuesdays, and you would really enjoy coming on Tuesdays. Come this week, Alex. I'm cooking, so I'll do an extra four suppers for Tuesday in anticipation that some of you might come, because it's so brilliant. The Alpha course comes out of Holy Trinity Church, Brompton, in London, a massively active church. I think on their payroll there are about 50 people, whereas we have a fifth of a minister. They have 50 church staff working for them and doing all kinds of wonderful things. The Christianity Explored course comes out of All Souls Langham Place in London, another famous London church. They have about 25 people on their payroll. And they do a lot of activity. I'll just tell you this. Funnily enough, my brother, who was born and brought up a Methodist, got married in All Souls Langham Place, where I was best man. John Stott married him and his wife. No, we're not into same-sex marriages at the moment. It was, he did marry René, a Swiss. And he was married in All Souls Langham Place, and he now attends Holy Trinity Brompton. So these two churches are linked in our family's life. But that's by the way. So here is Rico Tice, speaking the first of these DVD messages, and it's called Good News, this first one, and it's based on a few verses at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel. I hope you didn't find that too hard going. That's one example of what we'll be doing for the next 6 weeks after this, building on that and working through Mark's Gospel. Some very good stuff there, wasn't there? About the wonder of creation and the way we acknowledge. I'm always staggered by this statistic that in our galaxy there are 100 billion stars in our galaxy alone. And the fact that there are, in the total universe, 100 billion galaxies. What an amazing statistic that is, isn't it? No wonder we stand in awe of God. And then there was Rico's testimony that the time when he became convinced that Jesus was real. Jesus as the good news of God, the evangelion, from which we get the word evangelism or evangelical. It's good news. I like the offer of the man in the street. We often get given or offered leaflets, don't we? And there was an offer of a free £5 note, and only 11 people came back to claim. It's so obviously so easy to miss what's on offer. And in our world, you know, the majority of people miss the offer of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the revealer of God, the one who is the Word made flesh. All these things came through that little snippet, really, of Christianity Explored. So we've got, and Jesus is the Son of God as well, of course. So that's just a little summing up to remind you of what we've just seen, in case you needed it. And there is some homework to do, by the way. Those of us who did the course had one of these booklets. We haven't got 80 of those for now, but the homework is to read the next few bits of Mark's Gospel as far as, I think it's chapter 3, verse 6. So if you read chapters 1, chapter 2, and into chapter 3, you'll be up to date for next week. So there we are. I hope you didn't find having a DVD sermon too upsetting today, because you're going to have it next week and the week. Oh no, there's an all-age service somewhere along the line.